Straighten up there. Amen.
Psalms 127. Keep your Bibles out tonight. I got about 15 verses of scripture, so keep your Bibles ready. And we started two Sundays ago preaching on this thing about building up ourselves upon our most holy faith. And I'm seem to be stuck there and can't get away from it. And so I'm going to continue preaching in that direction tonight. Now listen to me carefully before we get started tonight. Here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about building a good church member. If we were to have all the parts laid out on the floor and we could build the ideal church member, what kind of member would that be? Somebody said, is all your church members good church members? Certainly not. Certainly not. And if you're not one, you're to have a desire to be one. Amen. As God put us together with this body of believers, we ought to have a desire in our heart to be better than what we were yesterday or what we were last year or even the year before that. Amen. Listen, if you're saved, there ought to be a process, there ought to be a growth in your life. Amen. There's no such thing as a standstill. You're either going backwards or you're going forward. I don't know about you as a Christian. I'm not just talking about as the pastor of this church, but personally as a Christian, I want to move forward in my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, when I joined myself as a member, I joined this church just like you did. I don't know how many years ago that was, close to 22 years, I guess. I pastored the church about 3 weeks, and Brother Charles opened the doors of the church, and I joined it, me and my family. And just like this is your church, this is my church. Amen. This is where I get fed. This is where I get encouraged. And this is where I get help. Now, if all this church does for me, I want to give back to it.
Yes, sir.
Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Some of you are where you are today because of this church, because of the preaching, because of the prayer, and because of the teaching that you've heard in this church. Because of the fellowship and the friendship. Hey, you made it. There would have been times you would have quit. You would have thrown in the towel. You would have give up. But somebody loved you and somebody cared about you. And thank God for the church. Amen. People call me all the time, and I hate to be sarcastic, but people call me all the time and say, would you marry us? I said, call your preacher. Oh, we don't have one. Will you preach my uncle's funeral? What about your pastor? Well, we don't have one. I don't know what people do without a good church family.
Amen.
Now, I have something to bring to the table at Happy Valley Baptist Church, and you have something to bring to the table at Happy Valley Baptist Church. You are valuable in this place. Amen. You are valuable as a church member. Now, listen, we've got many that all you do or all they do is come, and that's it. They show up, some of them, just on Sundays. And I don't want to be too critical of them. I want to keep loving them till maybe they get something they'll want to come back on Sunday night. And then maybe they'll get enough of something they'll want to come back on Wednesday night. Amen. We're just going to keep loving them, keep preaching to them. One of these days, maybe something will click. Amen. But tonight, you ought to ask yourself, what do I have to offer to the church? Tonight, just for a few minutes, we're going to preach on let's build a good church member. Won't you look at Psalms 127 in verse number 1. The Bible said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. He said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Now, Brother Stacy Bullitt was showing me before church a picture of another church service. He pulled it up on his, Facebook. I don't know where he went. I guess Facebook's what it was. And it was a picture of a church service, a local church service within driving distance of here. Brother Freddie, it was pitch black dark, and it was playing music, and I couldn't understand the words. If he had not told me what it was to begin with, I would have thought it was an AC/DC concert. Stacy responded on Facebook and said, looks like a concert in Phillips Arena, not church.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. They labor in vain that build it.
Yeah.
They'll do anything in the world to draw a crowd. They have to have the hype. They have to have the smoke.
Yeah.
They have to have the mirrors. They have to have the music. Why? To get the crowd, because the Holy Ghost ain't there.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
What I want to draw people into this place is the power of God. Amen. The changing of lives. The drunks who got sober. The drug addicts who got clean. Amen.
Yes.
Are y'all all right?
Amen.
I want the drawing card to this place is that's a place I can go and get some help. Somebody said one time, a long time ago, said the church is only as strong as its weakest member. I don't know about that for sure, but I do know this. I can do more. I can do better. I can work on being better. Now, I took this word build, B-U-I-L-D. What do you call that, Brother Freddie? An acrostic? Somebody say that. I can't say the word. Anyway, I'm going to preach from each letter of the word build just for a few minutes. Now, I want you to take your Bible and look at 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. Some things, some materials that need to go into building a good church member. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, say amen when you get there. Now, before we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, we're going to look at verse number 8. But I want to say, first and foremost, a good church member must be born again. Now, I've heard several preachers say it. I've heard him say it several times. One guy, for sure, I've heard made this statement over and over. He said, I believe 90% of the church is lost and on its way to hell. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Well, I don't believe that for a minute. I really don't. I don't believe 90% of the church is not saved and on its way to hell. There's too much good goes on around here, and God shows up in too big a way for there to be 90% lost people here. Amen? I believe there is more. I would say it'd be more like maybe 10%. And I'm just guessing. I don't know who's saved and I don't know who's lost. But if you're going to be a productive in the body of Christ, number one, you must be born again. And I won't belabor that too long, but I do believe there are lost church members. I believe there are people who have been baptized and got their name on a roll somewhere, but they don't know Christ as their Savior. And I know it's Wednesday night, but hey, you need to get that thing settled. I don't care if you're on staff. I don't care if you're in a leadership position. I don't care if you're in a bus route. Hey, if you're not saved, get that thing nailed down. Amen. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and verse number 8. Verse number 1, chapter number 1 and verse number 8. The Bible said, who shall also confirm unto you the end, that ye may be, say the next word with me, blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say, we ought to strive toward being blameless. What is that? Without fault. You say, well, nobody's perfect. That's right. But I'm afraid sometimes we use 1 John 1:9 as an excuse to sin. Hey, we ought to try to do right. Hey, you should not be recognized in here on Sunday morning from the bar on Friday night. Nobody should ever walk up to you in church and say, didn't I see you at Hooters? Y'all okay? Man, there's a certain way as a child of God we ought to live, and that way is a way called clean. You don't hear much about clean living anymore, but as Christians, we ought to strive to be clean. We ought to strive to have a good testimony, and not just in here, on your job. I used to cut up with the little kids around here all the time. The little fellas, toddlers, 2 and 3 years old, I'd say, does your daddy cuss? And I got the wrong answer too many times. I got too many times. I quit asking the question, amen. You want to know something about parents, ask the kid, amen. Amen. Hey, we ought to have some character about us. We ought to be found blameless. I got a phone call, Brother Bo and Sister Tricia. They're trying to adopt Tricia's niece, I believe it is. I get that right? Somebody help me. Is it Tricia's niece? Nephew. Trying to adopt the little nephew. And I got a call from DFACTS. And DFACTS lady said, I want to interview you concerning Robert and Patricia Freeman. I said, yes, ma'am. And I had to go through a list of questions. Now, usually people that's your friends, they'll just go, excellent, 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 excellent. And but I was honest. I told them exactly what I thought about Brother Bo. And then I told them I thought Patricia would make a good mother. Amen. But no, really, what they were asking about their character. They were asking what kind of parents I thought they would be, what kind of relationship they had with their children. And I said, well, mostly I've only witnessed them at church. But at church, they say, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but we ought to have a good testimony outside our church. From our family and our coworkers and our friends, the people you go to school with, whatever. Hey, we ought to be found blameless. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. You can turn there, and I'm just going to read it to you while you're turning, and then you can mark it. The Bible said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not standing here in this pulpit tonight telling you I'm blameless. Amen. I mean, when it comes to the Father, I am, because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I have made mistakes and I have done wrong. But there ought to be a desire in my heart to do right at all times. Amen. Old Bob Jones Sr. preached a message, and then I think they wrote a book on it, Just Do Right. Just Do Right. Amen. Amen. We ought to do right. We ought to do right by one another. We ought to do right in our flesh, in our body. Hey, we ought to do right in our conversation. We ought to do right. Amen. We okay? I think that good church member should be found blameless. Not only that, I think he ought to be found with some boldness. Proverbs chapter number 28 and verse number 1. Proverbs chapter number 28. Now I want you to note how many of these things line up with your life. Would you be found blameless? If somebody called tomorrow and asked about your life, could I be honest with them and check excellent all those boxes? On a scale of, what did she say, a scale of 1 to 7. I've never heard of a scale of 1 to 7. What happened to 10? Scale of 1 to 7. I mean, where would I have to rate you in different areas as far as being blameless? You know, a lot of people have a reputation. A lot of people have a reputation. I'm going to get stuck, I'm afraid. A lot of people run Billy Graham in the ground, and I understand why. He sold out on the Word of God. I understand that. But one thing I've admired about Billy Graham, all his ministry, there is no no evil report, no slander, no caught up in this or caught up in that. Probably at one time was the most famous preacher in the world. He kept himself clean, blameless. Amen. Wouldn't you like to reach the end of your ministry or the end of your life and they stand around your casket and think, I just don't remember nothing bad. Amen. Man, what a goal to shoot for. Amen. People tell me about our church members, like, you ain't going to believe what so-and-so done. I believe anything. Amen. That's sad. I'm not trying to be funny. It's sad. It's sad when you see church members at the Gold Rush. Used to, we'd go up there they had a street dance up there, and they'd have a band, and we'd go up there and hand out tracts, and the youth choir would sing. I remember being up there in that street dance and running into church members with a beer in their hand. Amen. Shouldn't be. Amen. Somebody help me. Nod your head. You'll be all right. We ought to be blameless. Proverbs chapter number, 28 and verse number 1. The Bible said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. We ought to be blameless, but we ought to have about us some boldness. Some boldness to speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Some boldness to bow our heads and pray out loud in a restaurant. Amen. I'd like to encourage our young people in school. And when you sit down before that school lunch, boy, you better pray over that mess. Amen. You may not make it out alive. Amen. Amen. Bow your head and say, Lord, I want to thank you for this food. Yeah. Yes, amen. So I'm afraid what people will say. Right. Who cares? Right. Who cares, man? This world's all up in arms about it. You can be anything in America but a fundamental Christian. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. You can be anything. You can be a radical Muslim and we got to tiptoe around you. I ain't tiptoeing around you. Amen. Amen. You come in here wearing a towel on your head, you're liable to get made fun of. Amen. Them women running around the airport look like a ninja. I want to snatch it off and go, I see your hair. Amen. I'm tired of tiptoeing around that crowd and having to be all this politically correct. Hey, I can pray. We ought to have a boldness about it. It shouldn't bother us to hand somebody a gospel tract. It shouldn't bother us to be able to witness to our friends. Amen. We ought to have a boldness about us. We ought to be blameless. We ought to be boldness. Have a boldness. Now listen, thirdly, we ought to be a blessing. We ought to be a blessing. Some people, everything in their life is about them. Yeah. Amen. Mine. We better learn some words like them. Yes, sir. And they. Amen. And theirs. Hey, you can be a blessing. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. I told a lady in my office one time, she left our church very angry and very mad. I hated it. I said, you know what? I said, if you would put that energy that you put into fussing and fighting all the time and turn that into trying to be a blessing to somebody, man, you would be unreal.
Amen.
Well, that didn't work. It made her even madder. Amen. Made her even madder. I thought, man, why don't you take some of that bitterness and turn that thing around and try to be a blessing to somebody? Hey, I ain't got a whole lot of money, but I can put a dollar in a love offering.
Amen.
I can be a blessing to somebody. I can pick up a phone and call somebody. I called Brother Anthony yesterday, talked to him for about 30, 45 minutes. I mean, he talked to me 30 or 45 minutes. And he just went, you know, the church took him up a love offering on Sunday night. We was able to give him $700.
Amen.
Amen. And he called. He said, normally I'd have turned that down. He said, but brother, we's hurting. Yeah. I said, I knew you was, brother. And he just went on and just weeping and crying. We just rejoiced and had a good time together. Why? Because somebody was a blessing to him.
Amen.
Amen. People don't forget that stuff. When you're a blessing, they don't forget that plate of food you brought to the funeral home. They don't forget that hospital visit. They don't forget that card they got in the mail. Hey, try and be a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. What you ought to do, you ought to get up every day to be a good church member. You ought to get up every day and think, who can I be a blessing to today?
Amen.
It don't take a whole lot of effort. It don't take a whole lot of effort. Watch, let me show you something. Corey, I don't know if you realize it. I know that was the first time you preached on New Year's Eve, but that was a good job.
Yeah.
I appreciate you taking a stand.
Yeah.
Man, that'd encourage that young preacher right there.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes,
we ought to purpose in our heart to be blameless, to have some boldness, and to be a blessing.
Yes,
I want to be a blessing to people.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I want people to come around my casket and say, that man blessed my life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's look at the you in build. I need my glasses. 1 John chapter number 2. Thank you, Brother Stacy. 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 20. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 20. I'll give you another one on boldness. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6. You ain't got to turn there. The Bible said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Yes.
Amen. Lord, have some boldness. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 20. The Bible said, but ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. You have an unction from the Holy One. Anybody know what an unction is? I just like that word, an unction. That word unction, it's from the word charisma. It means to be anointed spiritually.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Now, buddy, if there is a characteristic I could have, a trait, would be to be anointed. To have the hand of God on my life. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like people to say that guy's got the presence of God on him?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I remember as a young Christian, I sat on the front row at White Oak where Brother Robbie is, and Brother Tommy Talent sat where Brother Charles is. And my wife asked me one time, said, why did you start sitting with Brother Tommy? I said, because I want to be like Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Brother Tommy has a spirit about him that is an excellent spirit. I didn't care what's going on in the church. If they're fighting and they're feuding, Tommy's smiling. I'm talking about in the middle of a church split, Tommy's over there praising the Lord. I thought, man, that's what I want right there. I want the touch of God on my life. Man, when I get up in that pulpit to preach, I want the power of God to rest on me. Man, I want an unction from the Holy One. I want God in my life.
Yeah.
Amen. This is not a profession. This is my life. And I want God to bless it. Sinners walk in here every Sunday and sit in our pew. Before I ever walk out of my office, the last thing I say is this. One more time, Lord. One more time. And he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Touch me one more time.
Yeah.
Have you ever had God touch you?
Yeah.
I thought about Brother Jesse. I remember Brother Jesse and Miss April came here, a little over a year ago? Something like that. I'll never forget the first time Brother Jesse testified.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. He was sitting right back there, about two more rows back, I believe, and he just come right on out in the aisle and just got to preaching. I mean, boy, he was having himself a time, man. And I thought, man, that's a touch of God right there. And I'll never forget Brother Phillips' wife. Where's she at? Yeah, they are. I seen them. Yeah. Jennifer's here somewhere. Man, a few Sundays ago, back there where Stacy's sitting, Jennifer was back there, and she got I ain't never heard her say three words. She come to one of the kids' birthday party at my house. She just quiet and mousy. But she got up back there and preached like a wild man. You said, women can't preach. She did. Amen. I'm telling you, that girl had the touch of God on her. Amen. We ought to pray every day. The Bible said, be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. We ought to pray every day, Holy Ghost, fill me up. But I'm afraid a lot of times before the Holy Ghost can fill us, we got to empty us first. Amen. We got to empty up. Hey, that waitress today, Brother Swafford and I had lunch together, and Brother Shea and another fella. But we sat around that table, and that waitress, she is a good waitress. A good waitress don't let your tea glass get empty. She had come over there. I'd see her coming. I'd see her coming with that tea pitcher. So I'd grab my tea glass and glug, 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 glug. I'm making room, buddy. Bring me another lemon while you at it. But before she could put more tea in my cup, I had to empty what was in there already. Are you listening? If we want the Holy Spirit to fill us, we might need to get some of that worldliness out, some of that sin out, and some of that junk out. Amen. And say, okay, God. You know, God don't like to put stuff in a dirty cup. Amen. We ought to get it clean so God can fill it up. We ought to have an unction. Let's look at the I in build. The I in build. We ought to be identified. We ought to be identified with Christ. We ought to be identified with Him. Why were the disciples first called Christians? Y'all remember where it was? It was in Antioch. Somebody says it's because they was Christ-like. You remember Peter when he was warming his hands by the devil's fire and he denied the Lord? You remember what them guys said to him? They said, thy speech betrayeth thee. We ought to be. You ever catch yourself out in public saying amen to somebody? You ever do that? I do that all the time, man. I do it all the time. Somebody say, boy, that's good. I say, amen. You know, I mean, hey, bro, I call everybody brother. They know I'm either a biker or a preacher. Amen. Bikers call everybody bro, you know. I call everybody brother and sister. Amen. Hey, our speech ought to betray us. It ought to give us away that we know God and the things of God. Hey, our lives ought to make people think about the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And we ought to strive for that. Now listen, that doesn't just happen. It happens on purpose. You're going to have to make it happen. Amen. Somebody told me one day about one of our church members, said, I wish you could hear how they talk when they ain't around here. Amen. I was with one of our church members one day. I'm going to be careful what I say. Some of y'all going to know who I'm talking about. But he fell down. And what he said when he fell down wasn't, help, Lord. I said, what'd you say? He said it again. I couldn't believe he repeated it. I said, I can't believe you said that again. And he said it again. I said, man, you need to clean your mouth out. Well, it's just us out here in the woods. I said, God's out here too. Amen. All right. The eyes of the Lord in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He hears every word that comes out of your mouth. He hears them thoughts that go through your mind that never make it to your mouth. I thought, my soul, if that's what you're saying, what must you be thinking? Amen. Amen. We ought to get a control over our mouth. We ought to be identified with the Lord. Our speech ought to betray us. Amen. We ought not to be telling filthy jokes. Amen. I know preachers, man. I see them coming. I see them coming. I think, I know they're going to do it. They're going to tell me a bad, and they do. They tell you a bad joke. Amen. I mean, some things are funny, but vulgar? No, you need to leave that stuff alone. Hey, y'all all right? We ought to be identified. If we're going to be a good church member, we ought to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all, we still okay? 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 2. The Bible said, preach the word. Be instant. In season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Listen, we ought to be identified with Christ. We ought to be instant. We ought to be ready. We ought to be ready to tell it. Amen. Let me say it again. We ought to be ready to tell it. If the Jehovah's Witness knocks on your door tomorrow, are you going to have to say, let me call my preacher? Brother Warren had one come to his house. He left scratching his head. And a pocket full of tracks. Amen. I had a Mormon come to my house one day. I said, I said, no, thank you. I said, I'm a Baptist. He said, well, that's all right. He said, we believe the same Bible you do. I said, you lying? Man, he looked at me. I said, you don't believe the same book I believe? I said, listen, man, we trust Christ as our Savior. Oh, we do too. I said, you're lying. Man, I just ate his lunch. I said, y'all believe Jesus is Lucifer's brother? That dude didn't know what to do with me. Amen. And they ought not to know what to do with you either. If you've only been saved a few weeks, okay. But if you've been saved a while, you ought to be rooted and grounded in this book. Amen. Where you can be instant and be ready to give an answer. Amen. The average deacon in a Baptist church couldn't give you one single verse on eternal security. Our deacons could. Our deacons are not deacons because they have money. Although one's rolling in it. He's going to start tithing before long, Brother Freddie. We've had a long talk about that, amen? But seriously, I poke at Brother William. Most churches, the deacons are deacons because they got money and influence. We got deacons because they love you. And they love their preacher, amen? Thank God. Listen, we ought to be identified with Christ. We ought to be instant. Job chapter number 32 and verse number 8. I love this verse of Scripture. The Bible says, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Baby, we ought to be inspired. We ought to be inspired. I get tired of people coming and telling me, oh, preacher, I had a dream. Tell me what this means. You had too much pizza before you went to bed. Are y'all all right? Man, I need certain things before I go to bed. And boy, you talk about visions. It didn't happen when I was young. Now that I'm getting old, man, I can eat spicy stuff before I go to bed. Woo, man, I don't even want to go to sleep. I'm scared to go to sleep. What's going to go through my mind? Can I get a witness right there? And if I wake up early, like if I wake up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, just wake up and have to take a little trip, and that happens when you get older too, and I have to go to the restroom or something. If I ever go back to sleep, I'm going to have crazy dreams. Amen. All right. Hey, we need the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. When's the last time the Holy Spirit led you to do something? Seriously. When's the last time? Now, I know quite often, many of you, the Holy Spirit deals with your heart and leads you to this altar to pray. That's a good thing. But it ought to go beyond that. Amen. When's the last time you felt compelled to witness to somebody? There's a black man sat down on an airplane by me here a few months ago. He wasn't really a black man. He was a black moose. This dude was huge, man. And on his, I was sitting in the middle seat, on his right arm is one of them universities, a black university. I don't remember the name of it. But they don't have tattoos. They brand them dudes. You ever seen that? They brand them with a branding iron. He's got this big old brand on his arm. He sits down beside me, and the Holy Spirit sat down in my lap and said, tell him. I said, I ain't telling. That dude could inhale real hard and suck me up. I ain't. That dude's got muscles in his little finger, man. That dude is huge. And man, it just got worse and worse. I thought I'd try to go to sleep. The Holy Spirit said, you ain't asleep. Tell him. I thought, well, I'm going to wait till the plane lands. If he starts beating me now, that's a long way from where I'm going. Amen. Finally, I had my Bible out, my Bible cover. I reached in there and got a gospel tract. I said, sir, could I give you something to read? He said, certainly. Gentleman. I mean a gentleman. You wouldn't think a gentleman would be branded, but this one was. Gentleman. I said, sir, could you tell me something? I said, if you died today, would heaven be your home? He said, yes, sir. Man, he choked up. His eyes teared up. He said, but I ain't right with God. He said, Lord, been dealing with me. He said, are you a preacher? I said, I am. He said, would you pray with me? I watched that big old man turn to mush. Amen. And bowed his head right there on that airplane and got right with God. Amen. When's the last time the Lord's led you to do anything? I mean, really just put a burden on your heart. Amen? We ought to be identified. We ought to be instant. We ought to be inspired. And Luke chapter number 8, or chapter number 11 and verse number 8, The Bible said, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity he will rise and give him as many as he needed. Y'all remember the story of the guy coming in the middle of the night begging for bread for his friend?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? He wasn't even asking for himself, he was asking for somebody else. And the guy slammed the door in his face, said, my family's asleep. He just kept beating. Importunity means he just kept on. We need some people who will just keep on by the grace of God. Listen, in 22 years of pastoring this church, you know how many times I've been talked about? A lot. I do not Google my name, and I appreciate it if you wouldn't do it. Amen. Somebody was telling me, Brother Allen Parker told me last night at the ball game, he said, I finally Googled the church and read all that junk people's writing on there. He said, it's evident they ain't never been to our church. Man, you reckon I've been knocked down? You reckon I've been discouraged?
Yes, sir.
Sure I have. In 22 years, pastoring this crowd.
Yeah.
And they some a whole lot worse than y'all done left.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I've put up with a whole bunch of stuff. Amen. But I'm going to have some importunity about me.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on.
Amen.
I'm going to keep on. Just a hair lip the devil. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep on. I preach to spite them. Amen. There's a bunch of my friends out there now calling me a liberal. A liberal. I don't give a flip what they call me. I got more people in our bathroom than they got in their sanctuary on Sunday morning. Amen. Liberal. Liberal. We still preaching the book, man.
Amen.
Amen. We're liberal because we let people come in here that don't meet their standard.
Amen.
And by the way, many of their, nothing wrong with having some convictions and having standards. But there's a difference between a personal conviction and a Bible conviction. That's another message.
Amen.
And what they're doing is taking their personal convictions and ramming them down people's throat.
Yes.
And that ain't right. But you ought to have you some conviction.
Yes, sir.
Lee Robertson said, if you don't have no convictions, borrow mine till you get some.
Yeah.
Amen. I got to get off that. Anyway, we ought to be identified. We ought to be instant. We ought to be inspired. We ought to have some importunity. I ain't really got a good verse for this one, but we ought to be independent.
Yeah.
Amen. We ought to be independent. I like that word, independent. Independent Baptist is what we are.
Yes, sir.
They ain't no hierarchy in Atlanta telling us how to do it.
That's right.
Amen. I was talking to a fellow the other day who came from a Methodist church. And he said, we just got a new preacher and we're leaving our church because we don't like the one they sent. They don't get to pick their preacher. They sent him a woman. And they wasn't happy about it. He said, our new preacher's a ma'am. Y'all all right? There ain't no hierarchy down the road telling us what to do. A mad parent called here one day when Brother Freddie was the principal at the school and didn't find satisfaction with Brother Freddie. Go figure. And they asked Brother Freddie, said, I want to talk to your boss. He said, that's Brother Eddie. They said, no, I want to talk to his boss. He said, that's God. Hit your knees, friend. Amen. There ain't no hierarchy. Hey, we ain't sending half our missions money to some office in Atlanta. We're not air conditioning some high rise down there. No, our money goes to the mission field. Anyway, I won't stay on that. I just thought I'd throw that in. It was an I. Amen. Let's look at the ale in build. The ale in build. I believe the first word comes to my mind is labor. Labor.
Amen.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Labor. Man, anything worth having takes work.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Our bus workers, man, I've been so pleased. I've been so thankful every week. That Carrollton bus route was going downhill. Amen. And them little girls are as faithful as anybody I've ever known. And I prayed over and over, God bless them, help their bus route. Corey and Ashley jumped on there and started helping them, man, and just put a new spark and a new fire. Man, they get the bus award every week.
Yeah.
Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
But you know what that comes from? Them kids don't just get on the bus because they pull up.
Yeah.
It takes work.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It takes work. Hey, we shouldn't be afraid of a little labor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Matter of fact, I'm not just talking about laboring for the Lord, but labor, period. Amen. Man told me in my office one day, back here when my office was in the women's bathroom. It wasn't the women's bathroom then. It was my office. Man come to my office. He said, will you help me find a job? I said, nope. He said, why come? I said, you quit the last five I helped you find.
Yeah.
You won't work in a pie factory. Y'all okay? Man won't work, won't eat. We shouldn't be afraid to get our hands dirty. We shouldn't be afraid to work at it. Amen. Amen. Labor. Labor. Not only that, I thought about this word, love. That if anybody goes out of here and says anything, I want the testimony to be that church loves people. We're not about money. Amen. I talk to some people that go to different churches, and all they want to talk about is how much money the church has got. Well, I can tell you how much we got right quick. Very little. What comes in goes out. Amen. Now, one of these days, maybe we can have a building program, save money toward expanding or doing something different. We got to do something. I ain't got a clue what. I talked to Brother Swofford today. I said, look, if we're going to do that fifth Sunday thing, and now he's throwing another church in there, there's going to be four churches. I said, we're going to meet in your gym. He said, that'll work. He said, what about your church? I said, man, my church is jam-packed Sunday night. You throw three more churches there, ain't no way to fit.
That's
right. Ain't going to do it. Amen. Now, we may save for a building program, but buddy, we're not in a saving business.
Amen.
Amen. I know churches who have stock in Pepsi-Cola. Stock. They got stock. They play the stock market. Got quiet on me, but that's crazy to me. We got missionaries that are hungry. Amen. I'd be pulling all that money out and sending it to Caleb or somebody. Amen. Word of love. Word of love. Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Amen. We ought to love each other. Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you, Luke chapter 6 and verse number 27. John chapter 13 and verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Amen. Wait, we ought to be known for our labor, our love. Now listen to this. We ought to have some light about us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The Bible said a city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Yeah. Neither do men light a candle and hide it under a bushel. Y'all remember that little song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I heard one preacher say, I ain't talking about your taillights. You ever heard that? Anyway, we ought to let our light shine before men. Amen. They ought to be something. I can tell when people get right with God by the look in your face.
Amen.
People don't believe that, but I can.
Yeah.
I can see somebody get right with God. I've watched Devin over yonder, and I don't want to blow his head up, but I've watched that young'un.
Yeah.
Man, that boy, he just glows, man.
Amen.
He comes to everything. How old are you, Devin?
22?
He'll be at the gold club meeting. Oh, he comes with... Yeah, I ain't kidding. Are you coming? I told you. I don't care what we're having, man. Senior citizens get together. Devin's there. That grin on his face. You care if I eat with y'all? Yeah, if you need help, you can borrow Brother Jerry's teeth. Amen. I like that, man. I love to see people get right with God, and God do something in their life, and their face tells it.
Amen.
Amen. You ought to go to work some Monday after one of these tremendous services we have on Sunday, and you walk into work, and people go, what happened to you?
Yeah.
Man, we ought to be like Moses coming off that mountain.
Yeah.
Have the glory of God shining about us.
Yeah.
Amen. Man, I look at some people, and I go, uh-oh. They messed up. I can see it. I can see it honest before God. I'm not trying to be spooky and make myself more spiritual than you are, but if you pay attention, you can see it too.
Yeah,
you watch people who used to smile and laugh in service and love the Lord, and then you see them go to that blank stare.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
It ain't something wrong with the church.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with them. I can tell you somebody's going to get out of church before they ever leave. Amen. Amen, amen. We ought to have a light about us. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 1. The Bible said, therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation which wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Long suffering. We ought to be long suffering. If you're going to be a good church member, what's that mean? You're going to have to put up with some stuff.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have to put up with some stuff. You know what? People get mad at me all the time. You know what I'll do? I just love them anyway.
Yeah. Amen.
I find out somebody's mad at me, I call them. Hey, how you doing? This had you on my mind. Yeah. Of course, I'm lying. Somebody told me so-and-so's mad at you. I'll call them up. Hey, man, just had you on my heart. I want to tell you I love you. What they going to do? Well, I hate your guts. I ain't never got that response. Yeah. I've run them down at Walmart. Y'all ever caught somebody trying to dodge you at Walmart? Yeah. Have y'all ever done that? That's my hobby. I walk around Walmart and look for people wanting to dodge me. I run you down. I'm quick, son. I'll go down one aisle and cut across and head you off. Hey, how are you doing? I did that to one lady. You could have fried an egg on her face. I ain't lying. She stood there and I thought, I shouldn't do this. This woman's going to die. I mean, buddy, I poured it on like Aunt Jemima syrup. It's so good to see you. How y'all been? Man, we'd think about y'all all the time. I mean, boy, I was just laying it on. I thought smoke was fixing to start. We love y'all. Tell everybody we said hey. Long suffering. Guess what? You get involved in this Christian life, somebody's going to do you wrong. Somebody's going to do you wrong. For years, I've had a standard policy when my church members want to go in business together. What's your policy? Don't do it. Don't do it. Because we find out you're only as spiritual as your money. Brother Freddie will tell you, Brother Charles will tell you, there's many out of church tonight over money. I got a family in my mind. I told them not to do it when they did it. I said, y'all making a mistake. They can't hardly be in the same room together. I'm serious. Both of them left the church. I've told both of them, look, the other one ain't here no more. You can come back. I tell them both that. I'll mess up, they all show up one Sunday, amen. We'll play the family feud, amen. Fight it out, get it right, amen. Amen. We ought to be known for our labor, our love, our light, our long-suffering. We ought to be known to be leading, to be leading. Leading others in the way they should go. Leading others in the way they should go. I'll never forget Brother Earl. My pastor one time told a story. He said he'd been off preaching. And he came home and took off his shoes and sat down with a glass of tea. Said he started to go to bed. And Carl, who's grown now and a preacher and travels all over the country singing and preaching, Brother Earl said he started to go to bed and he looked and Carl had put his little shoes inside his daddy's shoe. Brother Earl said, I hit my face right there on the floor and said, oh God, he wants to walk in my shoes. Help me to walk the right way. Help me lead my son in the right direction. Amen. Amen. Hey, it's a good feeling when your son asks you before his marriage, before his wedding day, Dad, you got any advice? Yeah. Just treat her like I've treated your mama. You'll be all right. Amen. He better treat you like I treat Angie. And I got a good idea he does because I think you could whoop him. Amen. They went to North Carolina over the weekend. We had Mason all weekend long. About a weekend's about all you can handle, huh? About a weekend. Friday and Saturday, every word out of his mouth. Day, mama. Day, mama. By Sunday night, I'm going, day, mama. Day. I'm beginning to wonder with the baby. Yeah, where are they? No, I'm kidding. We miss it. But I just noticed the whole time, man, he kept talking about daddy and mama, daddy and mama. And I thought, my soul, man, we ought to be leading. You know what? Them kids are watching us.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Parents, you don't think them kids hear you when you're screaming and hollering at one another? Just because you go in the bedroom don't mean they can't hear you. Amen. I'll never forget one time, Levi come home from college, and they're sitting in the kitchen. He looked at Angie, and he said, you know what I've noticed? Angie said, what? He said, y'all never fight no more. Yeah, you moved out. Amen. I'm kidding. We ain't got nothing to fight about. We got money now. Amen. All our cars work and everything. Amen. Amen. We're leading them whether we realize we're leading them or not. Amen. Parents kill me more. They tell me about their little boys at home pretending they're Brother Eddie and preaching. They don't want to lead them little fellas down the right path. We ought to be leading. We ought to be leading our family. Amen. You know how you can tell if you're leading your family in the right direction? When something goes wrong, they call you. When something goes wrong, they call you. Hey, will you pray about this? Will you pray about that? Amen. Evidently, they think you can get one through. Amen. You ought to set an example in front of your family. Amen. We ought to be leading. We ought to be living. We ought to be living. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, you might have it more abundantly. Amen. I hate a dead church. Yeah. Serious heart attack. I preach in places I have to sit down on the pew and amen myself. I ain't lying, man. They sit there like a bunch of knots on the log. I jump down there and go, amen, Brother Eddie, that's good preaching. Yeah. Man, especially up north, that bunch of tight, whoa, them bad. Man. I asked a preacher up there one time, I said, why is there a liquor store? We got a Walgreens on every corner. I tell you what we need. We need another Walgreens and we need another park store. Like we need another hole in our head. And another Waffle House. Five Waffle Houses within 5 minutes of my house. What was I saying? North. They got, like we got Waffle Houses and park stores and Walgreens. They got a liquor store. They got a liquor store next door to liquor store. I said, why y'all got so many liquor stores? He said, have you talked to any of these people? He's being honest. Bunch of grumpy old saps, man. There ain't nobody happy. I don't know why. Well, I do. They live up there where it's cold and the sun never shines. Amen. Amen. We ought to be living. We ought to be living. Man, this place ought to be popping when we come in here on Sunday morning. That choir starts singing Sunday morning. Woo! What was that song we sang Sunday? I led it, and I can't remember. What? I Believe God. Man, the whole time we're singing that song, I could just picture Paul standing up in that boat and making that statement. For I know in whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able. Woo! I can just see that thing, man. I couldn't help it. I started getting happy. Amen. I get happy in my truck. Yeah. Man, I got the XM radio. Got the Enlighten station. Man, I listen to that. Boy, I like it. Man, I'll get to shouting, praising the Lord. Old Brian Free was singing on there yesterday. I thought I was going to wreck, man. Oh, yeah. What, the Midnight Cry, Brother Todd. He was singing that Midnight Cry. When Jesus steps out. Woo, man. I was like, now. Let's go now. I let go of the wheel. People passing me going, what if I died? That guy ain't driving. Amen. Listen, we ought to be living. And we ought to be loyal. I'm talking about building a good church member. We ought to be loyal. We ought to be loyal to God. And we ought to be loyal to one another. Yes, amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. There ain't too many people I'll let get away with talking about you guys. Are you listening to me? I'll defend you.
Amen.
I'll defend you in a heartbeat. Somebody I love, she's in heaven now. If I told her name, she'd haunt me in my dreams tonight. I was sitting on her porch one day and she started running a young lady in our church down. And I just sat there for a few minutes. And she was older than me and I didn't want to be disrespectful. And I finally said, sis, you're going to have to change subject. I'm her pastor and I love her.
Amen.
Does she have faults? Of course she does. But do you?
Amen.
Well, I just thought you ought to know. I said, you ain't telling me nothing I don't know. I don't need to hear it. Y'all okay? What I'm trying to say is I'll stick up for you. Will you stick up for me? We'll be loyal to one another. Amen. Somebody said, that guy's an idiot. You ought to say, I know, but he's my preacher. Levi knocked on the door down the street here one Saturday, about years ago, out on visitation. invited a lady to church. She said, I went to that church one time. That guy is an absolute imbecile. I said, did you tell her you was my son? He said, no. I didn't say my own boy ain't even got my back, man. He said, no, I was afraid to say anything. Amen. We ought to stand up for one another. We shouldn't be fighting against one another. We ought to be loyal to each other. Church members ought to be loyal. You know what you do when you get married? You take some vows. I'd like to do that for church members. I promise not to leave my church. I promise to stand by her for better or for worse. People come to our church one Sunday and want to join. I say, you come a while. You caught us on a good day. Catch us on our bad days. Amen. Catch us when we ain't swinging from the chandeliers and shouting all over the place. Amen. Don't you know what you're getting in them? But man, we'll be loyal. My grandfather, my great-grandfather, Roy Fuller, he's in heaven. He was a Braves fan when the Braves didn't know how to play baseball. I'm serious. They never won a game. But he did not miss one. Listen to him on the AM radio sitting on the back porch. Wouldn't, had a TV in the house, wouldn't go in there and watch him. Listen to him on the radio. He said, I understand what's going on better. Yeah. Don't make good sense. But man, he was loyal. Even when they were losing. I don't mean a game, a year. Yeah. Back in them Dale Murphy days, y'all remember that? Papa was a loyal fan. Man, I want to be a loyal Christian. I want to be loyal to my church. I want to be loyal to its members. And I want to be loyal to my Savior. That means let's get to D and we're done. Are y'all still okay? D, Romans chapter number 1, verse number 14. Don't you turn there. Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1, verse number 14. Say amen when you get there. Paul said, I am a, say it with me, a debtor. Both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. You know what a debtor is? I'm sure because most of you are. Amen. You know what a debtor is? It means you owe. Yeah. We ought to be debtors. We owe it to the Lord. Yeah. We owe it to the world. Amen. Do you know why I'm standing here tonight? Because somebody told me. Yeah. I'm standing here tonight because somebody told me the truth. Somebody preached to me the truth. Brother Freddie, aren't you glad that friend came by? He wasn't it. Brother Freddie wasn't in church. He'd never heard a clear presentation of the gospel in his life. How old was you, 18? 23, I'm sorry. 23 years old. Never heard the gospel. And somebody felt like they owed the Lord, but not only did they owe it to the Lord, they owed it to their friend. And he went and shared the gospel, Brother Freddie, he got saved. Just like that first time he heard the gospel. How about that? I wish I could say that. Man, we're debtors. We're debtors. Somebody asked me today, said, how much did you pay for them buses? I said, $23,600. Man, I don't know if I'd give that much for a church bus. Well, it all depends on what it's worth to you.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
If there's any way we could have done it, I'd have bought them I found that was $40,000 apiece. Well, it got quiet on me there.
Yeah.
I owe it to them. I owe it to them kids. You know how I got to church when I was a kid? One of them buses. That's how I got here, man. So why is my heart for the bus ministry? Because I owe it. I owe it to Jay Bice to keep running them buses. Amen. I know it. I owe it to Brother Jay not to quit, just to keep on. Not to make it smaller, make it bigger. Amen. I think we picked a good time to start another route, too. They said gas sometime this summer might go down to 80-something cents a gallon. Amen. Amen. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? I pay $2.05 a day. Amen. I'm ready. We're going to Temple, baby. I don't know where we're going after that, but we're going. I know. I done got a hookup and a supply. I know where there's more of them. I know where there's a yard full of them. Y'all help me get these paid for. We'll go get some more. Amen? Why? We're debtors. We owe it to the Lord, and we owe it to the lost. We owe it to the world to tell them about Jesus. Listen, we ought to have a desire. We ought to have a desire to see sinners saved. We ought to have a desire to see ourselves grow and build up ourselves. We ought to have a desire. I know what's wrong with a lot of Christians. They've lost their want to. You used to want to, and you want to, got up and went. Amen. They just lost their desire. Hey, I've been through them spells. But what you've got to do is in them spells realize, man, I've lost my drive. I've lost my desire. I've got to get my want to back. I got to get back where I enjoy this thing and not just endure this thing. And you're going to go through them spells, but don't stay there. I know too many who stay there. I know some who've been there for a long time. Still not out of church. But boy, that desire's gone. That desire to do anything, that desire to grow. Listen, we ought to be determined. We ought to be determined. Lastly, we ought to be dedicated. We ought to dedicate ourselves to it. People quit too quick. People quit too quick. Stay in there, man. Hang in there. Don't give up. Don't give up. I want to challenge some of you bus workers. Lydia, I want to challenge y'all. My mama run her bus route 25 years. You reckon you got that in you? I think you do. 25 years, same bus route. Never quit, not one time. Never said I'm burned out, not one time. Just kept on going. Thank God for the role model I had. Amen. Thank God for the role model I had. Man, she stayed with it when a lot of people wouldn't have. She put up with a bunch of junk because she was a divorced woman. My mama was marked. Y'all okay? But back in them days, and they still a few places like that around today, but if you've been divorced, you're second-hand citizen. But my mama didn't let that bother her. But she loved them bus kids, brought them home with her, put them in our bathtub. I've seen our bathtub with a grease ring around it that thick from where she bathed them, the little kids, and ain't had a bath. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amen. Now kids all over this country call her mama. If you was here a year or so ago, was it last year, year before last on her birthday, we built that bus up there. And I had just a few, what was it, about 20 or 30. People are still in church, still serving God. Mama reached on that bus route. There's more than 20 or 30. There's hundreds.
Right.
Amen. Don't give up. I don't see how these pastors do it. They stay at a church 3 years and then move on. Man, you don't even get time to know the people.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I like going to the hospital and seeing babies born, the kids that used to be in my youth group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Man, this thing keeps going rocking on. I'm going to get to marry them. Ain't that cool?
Amen.
That would be awesome. I don't know where Candace went, but Don, if I got to marry your oldest daughter, I mean, it's probably going to be another 20 years, I hope. But anyway, man, that'd be a cool thing, man.
Amen.
They quit too quick before they see the fruit, before they see the blessings. Amen. We ought to be determined. We ought to be dedicated. Let me ask you a question. Would you consider yourself a good church member? Would you consider yourself a good church member? You don't have to answer that out loud. But if you have to sit there and honestly say, well, probably not the best around. I've given you some stuff to work on tonight.
Yeah.
A lot. A lot to work on. Pick you one of them places and start. Maybe you could go to work tomorrow and say, hey, guys, I apologize. I ain't been living right in front of y'all. Y'all forgive me. I'm going to try and do better. Is that all right? You might give them a heart attack. But it wouldn't hurt one bit to say, hey, I've done that before. I've apologized to people. Me and Brother Allen was talking about it last night. I had a city council meeting up here and then come back and I went to the boys' ball game, which I enjoyed the fire out of that. That was good. Brought back some memories. And me and Brother Allen was reminiscing. I said, boy, this is a lot calmer than our old games was. And he said, sure is. If we was playing Canaan Land or youth, buddy, it was on. But me and Allen was talking one Monday. Me and Brother Tim Noble, both of us, was under such conviction over the way we acted at a ball game. One Monday, I come in. I said, man, you need to go somewhere. He said, yep, we need to go apologize. We got in the truck and drove all the way to Kennesaw to Harvest Baptist Church, went in there and apologized for the way we acted. Amen. Do you know that preacher's been my friend ever since? I said, if you don't mind, get me them referees' number. I'll call them too. We call and apologize them because we showed our rear end. Sports don't build character, it reveals character. Amen. Amen. Building. I think this is a good year of building. A year we can work on ourselves. Amen. Amen. I thank God for everything we've done around here to the physical building. But I want us to build up on our spiritual building. Let's stand to our feet tonight.